my performance was a lousy one, 4 out of 7 for Soviet junior champion. Actually, twice junior champion. And again, I had to go abroad, virtual on my own. Soviet authorities didn't want to take a chance, risking our family, staying in the West.
You are listening to KasparovChess.com podcast, episode 14.
Summer of 1977 was even more disappointing than the spring. I played in the second All-Soviet Youth Team Championship. This time I was a leader of our Azerbaijan team. And as 4 years ago in Vilnius in 1973, in round one, we faced Ukrainian team. And again, I played Leonid Zaid, who also moved from board 5 to board 1. Unfortunately, the result was also the same. I employed first time in my practice a very sharp line of modern Benoni, following advice of my friend and rival Elmar Magaramov, who was playing at board 2 in our team. But I didn't have enough experience and missed a very interesting opportunity in the opening to gain an initiative, and then was forced to defend a very passive position, almost collapsed, but somehow managed to adjourn the game, being an exchange down. I thought I had some decent chances of saving the game because I had rook and bishop and 4 pawns. Zaid had 2 rooks and 3 pawns, but he had a passed pawn on the queen side. And I remember when I called Botvinnik, telling him about the game, and I wanted to give him the exact locations of my pieces. He immediately asked me, Gary, is your bishop protected by the pawn? And I said, no, unfortunately, it's on the big diagonal, but it's not protected. And I could hear that Botvinnik signed, and I knew that he was not happy with this revelation. I fought hard. I probably missed some chances when the game was resumed, but lost it. I managed to beat Jan Elvest in round 2, having a very, very suspicious position. Won a nice game in round 3 against Leonid Yurtaev. And our team qualified to the semifinal with Ukrainians. And at the semifinal stage, we had to face teams of Georgia, Russian Federation, and Belarus. I made 2 draws with Kharitonov and Stura. Uneventful draw with Kharitonov and with Stura. I had a serious positional advantage after the opening, and Stura, trying to escape, gave up a pawn, isolated pawn in the center. And I had most likely technically won rook's ending, but played it quite poorly, and it was a draw. And in the final round, I didn't play well against Petr Korzubov of Belarus, who was also one of the students of Botvinnik School, and had a lost position, totally lost. At one point, I think I was playing with a rook down, but we were in a terrible time trouble. And miraculously, I managed to complicate the game and then even blunder the queen. And after I won the game, it's happened that we managed to take a second qualifying spot in our group and had to face a Moscow team in the match for bronze medals. The match ended as a draw, 3-3, but We missed bronze medals because Moscow team scored wins at a high board. Needless to say, so it was me who lost at board one to Sergey Dolmatov, actually my only loss against him throughout our chess careers. Losing was white, it was even more painful. And at board two, Yusupov beat Magyaramov. So that was another triumph for Dvoretsky students in 1977. My performance was a lousy one, 4 out of 7 for Soviet junior champion. Actually, twice junior champion. But everybody expected that I would rehabilitate myself at the cadet championship in September. Before flying to France, I spent 10 days at the session of Botvinnik School. And in one of the training games, I beat Sergey Dolmatov with black pieces. Nice win, but little consolation. And again, I had to go abroad, virtual on my own. My mother's request to accompany me was again denied. The Soviet authorities didn't want to take a chance, risking our family staying in the West and refusing to come back, though we didn't even have the slightest intention of doing so. My mother was very much connected to our extended family in Baku. But again, the Soviet authorities, they didn't care. And I didn't have a chance to go abroad with my mother until 1983. Alexander Nikitin also couldn't travel abroad with me until 1983, because a year before, in 1976, he had a conflict with Anatoly Karpov. As a result, he was forced to quit his job in the Soviet sports committee, in the chess section of sports committee, and was also not allowed to travel abroad. This time, I was accompanied by Anatoly Bykhovsky, the chief coach of Soviet junior team. And I guess Bykhovsky was very pleased with this assignment because he expected me to win, and it could be a double win for him. A trip abroad, and those opportunities were cherished by Soviet authorities, especially to a country like France. And also we expected to come back with a gold medal that could be another demonstration of his perfect work. No doubt, I was a clear favorite. I believe I was much stronger than the opposition, but being stronger and winning, it's not the same. And though I started well by winning 3 games, quite handily, in round 4, I made a terrible mistake against a very mediocre German player and found myself in a very unpleasant endgame. And though I still could probably defend it, I was quite depressed, and it was a disastrous loss. Somehow I recovered. I won 2 games, made 1 draw, and in round 8, I faced the leader of the tournament, a 16-year-old John Arnason from Iceland, who was an Icelandic champion, just already had his first adult title. I was trailing full point, played black, and I had to win to stay in the race. But Arnason played quite passively. It was not typical for him. He's a very aggressive, dynamic player, but probably being overwhelmed by his lead, he just wanted to make a draw and carelessly exchange rooks, trying to simplify position. But the end game proved to be a very difficult one. White had many weaknesses, and I haven't missed my chance to bring this game to its decisive conclusion. And after this victory, I also had 6.5 out of 8. And Arnason, myself, and Whitehead, the American player, we shared first serve with 3 rounds to go. I believe that I was in the position to have a strong finish, but I guess I ran out of steam. Played very poorly, made 3 draws at the end of the tournament, and ended with a bronze medal. Arnason won 2 games, White had 1. And to make me feel even worse, at the end of our tournament in France, we got a word that Artur Yusupov brilliantly won the under-20 championship. And by doing so, qualified for title of international master. And now, there was quite a gap between us. I was still a candidate master. I was 14, was already quite an age for a prodigy. And I had to find a way of transferring my chess knowledge, my chess energy, chess expertise into some practical successes. I knew I could do better. My mother believed I could do better. Nikitin believed, Shakarov believed, but Vinik thought that it was time for me to mature and to demonstrate my strengths and realize my potential. The only answer for my problems in the fall of 1977 was to work hard. And that I did.